Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Mr. Number 145, Enacted Scenes. We will not have a murmuring thought because we have trials. God's dear children always had them, and every trial well endured here will only make us rich in glory. James is very busy correcting proof sheet. Sister Annie Smith is assisting him, and that gives me a little time to write. I have written this evening after the Sabbath by candlelight, with aching eyes, so you must excuse poor writing. Be of good courage. Do not let anything sink you down and discourage you. Remember, we are almost home. If there is anyone who enjoys real happiness, even in this life, it is the faithful Christian. We will rejoice in Jesus Christ. We will live in the light of His countenance. Dear husband, I find my hand trembles this morning, but will do the best I can in writing. I am gaining slowly. I have now commenced to pray in the family myself and feel grateful for the privilege of kneeling once more with my family. It seems lonesome here sometimes. If you could be here to lift me in and out of a wagon, I should ride out and should gain faster. Cannot walk but a few steps yet, but can see I gain some. We shall try to live for the glory of God. Do not feel anxious for us. We do not forget to pray for you. I feel grateful to God that He has spared my life to again take my place in the family, but your place at the dining room table is vacant. I thought it might not do the boys any harm to have a little excursion in the country, and I could visit a little and while away the time in your absence. Willie enjoyed himself well. Was sorry it was time to come home. The boys played with Eli and worked a little and hunted a little. It was a great treat for them. Dear husband, the time of your absence is nearly ended. 1 week more brings you home. We shall all be rejoiced to see you home again. All is well as usual in Battle Creek, as far as I know. I feel very thankful to the Lord for giving you such good health, and I am almost well again, but not strong. The boys are all Abed, the fourth one in his crib. I must close. We do not forget to pray for you. He just went to sleep. No pain, no suffering, just as pleasant as a child he breathed his last. Oh, how thankful I was that I was not compelled to see him tortured with agony, and have this distressing picture before me day and night. He looked from the first as though he had lain down to sleep like a tired warrior. I will not give myself to abandonment of grief. I will not complain or murmur at the providence of God. Jesus is my Savior. He lives. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I feel grateful to God that I was not left to look for my consolation in the friendship of the world. Rely upon human sympathy. No, no. Even the valley of the shadow of death was lighted by the presence of my Savior. I feel so grateful to my Heavenly Father that He has given us so precious evidences of His willingness to bless and impart to us wisdom. I am so thankful little Ella, her first granddaughter, 1 year old, is as well as she is. Dear little one, may the Lord bless her and keep her in health. We are doing well as could be expected. I slept well last night and am feeling better this morning. My cough is rather hard, but I am thankful that I am no worse than I am. We arrived here, Massachusetts, at 8:30 Wednesday night. This part of the journey was more trying and wearisome to us than the long journey from California. It was very dusty, and the cars were much crowded, and it was very warm. But I felt of good courage. I felt thankful for peace of mind and communion with my Savior on the entire journey. Under His guardianship, I knew I was safe and had no reason for complaint. I am thankful for the health and strength the Lord has given me. I have spoken 16 times. Pray for me. I cling to the Lord all the time. The Lord is very good to us. Thus far, we have been favored with much fruit from our orchard. The prune trees are loaded, and we have had to buy large quantities of rope to tie up the branches so that they would not break under their burden. I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father for His goodness and His rich grace. I was sitting in my room on Sabbath morning, thinking about the perplexities of the work, and wondering, what shall I do? When a little bird hopped onto the windowsill, and poured forth such a flood of song as set my heart free for a time. I believe that the bird was God's messenger to me. I am determined to put my trust in the Lord. I thank Him that I have been so wonderfully sustained. I want to do much more work for Him before I lay off my armor. I am so thankful to the Lord for giving me back my voice. I have been able to speak with freedom while at the camp meeting. I am so grateful for the peace and comfort and love that every day I find in the Lord. The Lord has wonderfully sustained me. Last Sabbath, before going to the meeting, a weakness came over me, and I felt fearful. But the moment that I stood on my feet before the people, I felt that the everlasting arms were beneath me. Everyone in the tent heard me, though I did not put forth the least effort to make them hear. For a time after my last severe illness, I feared that I should never be able to use my voice again. I tried to pray at family worship, but after I had uttered a word or two, no sound would come. My voice was gone. For a long time I had to keep silent, but the Lord has restored my voice to me, and I cannot be grateful enough to Him for this mercy. I am so thankful. I know that I have a testimony to bear, and I thank God that I can still be His witness. I had entirely forgotten that yesterday was my birthday, until I had returned from my ride just before dinner. Then I found that Sister King, invited to dinner, May White and her children, and Ella May and Doris Robinson. I had been so busy that I had not thought of its being my birthday, and I was, as Brother Star used to say, plumb surprised, to find such a large gathering, and two tables set in our dining room. We partook of a nicely prepared meal, after which we went into the parlor, and engaged in a season of prayer, and sang a few hymns. The Lord came graciously near to us as we offered up hearty thanksgiving to God for His goodness and mercy to us all. Sister Ing sent down a beautiful bouquet from the sanitarium, and someone else sent flowers from St. Helena. Sister King presented me with a small silver-plated water pitcher, just such a one as I had been thinking of purchasing. I was glad that there were not more presents, for when I receive so many things I feel that I must do something in return. Last night, I awoke once or twice in the night but did not get up till 4 o'clock. This was another victory gained in sleeping, for the previous night I had slept nearly 8 hours. For this I feel very grateful to my Heavenly Father. One thing I do desire is that as long as I have the breath of my life my mental powers may be preserved. I am very thankful that my mind is as clear as it is, and that I can help as I do in the work that is being done. When I consider how weak I was in my younger days, I feel that at my age I have great reason to be thankful to the Lord for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Since the accident that happened to me when I was 9 years old, I have seldom been perfectly free from all pain. But I do not remember when I have been more free from pain than I am at present. I trust in Jesus Christ as my Redeemer, my Savior, and through Him I shall be an overcomer. I have reason to be very thankful to God that He graciously spared my life to act a part in the important meetings in Oakland and San Francisco. I thank Him that He gave me strength and freedom. Although infirmities have been upon me, I have been sustained and greatly blessed. The great physician has been my helper, and to His name be the glory. In my 80th year, I can go up and down stairs as easily as any of my workers. I build my own fires in the morning, lifting the heavy pieces of wood myself. I have never enjoyed a winter so free from pain. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice for His wonderful keeping power. Verily, the good hand of my God has been upon me. That which I appreciate above every other thing is the freedom which is given me in writing and speaking. I feel more thankful than I can express for the interest my workers have taken in the preparation of this book, Acts of the Apostles. The Lord has been good to me in sending me intelligent, understanding workers. I am very thankful that the Lord has given me the privilege of being His messenger to communicate precious truth to others. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. I am more than pleased to be able to write to you, and I am thankful that you have so good a place as a home. I must tell you that I am of good courage. I have a great desire to bring before the people the instruction that the Lord has given me for them. I thank Him that He has placed in connection with me workers whom I can trust and who can help me. As I have written you before, I am very well situated here. Our house is comfortable, and the climate is good. We have water of the best quality, which comes from a good spring on the hillside. I am fairly well health-wise, not suffering much pain. But I realize that old age is reminding me that I am mortal. I am trying to finish my work with joy and not with grief. I have not lost my courage. The Lord is my helper, and day by day He sustains and blesses me. My hope and trust are in Him. This morning I had an interview with several ministers who have been long in the work. I thank the Lord that they appreciated the words spoken. December 12, I have just picked up this unfinished letter and will add a little, and then send it to you. I am still doing well health-wise. We are having a great blessing in the plenteous rain that has been falling at intervals for about a month. This rain was greatly needed. Today the sky is cloudy, but the sun breaks through now and then and gives us good greeting.